You're listening to the Hour of the Time. And if you always listened to the Hour of the Time, you wouldn't have to go through all the baloney that everybody's been going through on the previous 2 hours. Unbelievable that any such thing could be happening. Ladies and gentlemen, last night you heard the first installment. In fact, you were the first to hear that first installment of a videotape. It's not an audio tape, ladies and gentlemen. You're only hearing audio because I can't show you the video over radio. It is a videotape, 1 hour and 57 minutes long, almost two complete hours of videotape. It is the testimony on video of those who are now dead, those who were murdered in the Waco massacre. We lamented the fact that they had not been able to give their side of the story. Well, they did. And it wasn't until now, until that we could bring it to you. It is a very difficult tape to watch. I imagine that some of you find it difficult to listen to this tape, knowing what happened to these people, including the children, the little children, the not so little children, the teenagers, and the adults, managed to put their thoughts on videotape shortly before the electricity was disconnected to their home, their church, and then eventually they were all murdered. In a nation whose forefathers left the old world to establish this country in order to escape from religious and governmental persecution, this tape bears testimony to all that we have been telling you. And if you would like to have a copy, you may do so. Send us $30 postpaid. Postpaid. Make checks or money orders out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. If you make them out to any other person or any other organization, we will have to return them to you. We've always told you that. The only exception is the newspaper, where you make your checks or money orders out to Veritas. If you sent cash or gold or silver coin, that's fine. Remember, unless we tell you otherwise, and we have told you that for the newspaper, you make your checks or money orders out to Veritas. For anything else that you ever order from us until you are told otherwise, you make your checks or money orders out to Annie. It's always been that way. Unless we tell you otherwise, it will always be that way. Send them to, or address your envelopes to, the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, or P.O. Box 3390, either one. If you send them to P.O. Box 1420, That's Sholo, Arizona, 85901. The Intelligence Service, P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. Or you may send them to the Intelligence Service, P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Either address will suffice. There will be no commercials during the next hour as we bring you the continuing testimony of those whom the United States government, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Janet Reno, and William Clinton thought could never testify. Don't go away.
Welcome to the New World Order.
You are wondering the only one that has all things to do.
Well, about 4 years ago, I was speaking truth about the Bible. I was wondering why we have a Bible that we don't understand, you know. So started inquiring, and one day found someone up to talk about this, and they told me someone was coming over from America, and we arranged to meet that person, which was me, and we had a study, and it wasn't so good at first, but I continued, and then I found that a few of my questions were being answered, and I continued. And then when I met David Perez, he answered all my questions. And there's no doubt about the truth that we are missing. We were missing before we met you and David.
Okay, so that's what brought you over here to Waco, Texas, of all places, to hear more. There's been a lot of rumors and statements over the press that you're being held here against your will, and is that true, or what do you have to say?
That's not true. I have made my decision to come here because I have shown the prophecies, and we are looking forward to the truth being revealed to the world. And that's why we come here to study as much as we can, so that we can also help others in the world know this truth.
Okay. So you have a vision of things better, maybe an eternal vision that you've called. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Did you get to see your daughter on the tape that was sent?
Yeah, I saw my daughter. I wasn't very happy.
Why not?
They weren't supervised at all. They were just allowed to just do what they liked. They seem to be eating continuously and drinking. We don't do that.
You mean you're on some kind of a program or a schedule for those things?
Every 4 hours to 5 hours. And they don't eat and drink coke and lots of sweet things, you know, not all the time. They have some now and again. But all those cokes do make them very hyper, jumping about, not even realizing what they're doing.
Okay, were you happy to at least see your daughter? Did they make an attempt at least to give you an opportunity to see
her? Yeah, I was grateful that they allowed us to see your children because we miss them so much.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to say to friends or family abroad or anywhere else?
To my family and friends, I'd just like to say I'm fine. I know that you're all worried about us. I'd just like to know that we are fine right now. And everything in the hands of God right now, and we're just waiting on God. Whatever happens, you know, it's the way that God wants it to be.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to say that if they could, before the children are sent to their families, I'd like them to try to have some more control over them, to direct them if they're doing something wrong, correct them, you know, while they're in their care.
Okay. Is that the final thing? Thank you, Teresa. Okay, Teresa? I gave your name, of course. That is your name, I would believe.
Yes, I live in Florida, Shinobu.
Okay. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the Philippines, but I came to the United States in 1966-68.
And your home most recently up?
My home is originally from Hawaii, Oahu.
Okay. And what brings you to Waco, Texas?
I didn't come for the truth. I didn't know anything about it. I came with my husband, and I always sat in the back for 2-3 years. And as I was listening to it, it got my ear ringing.
It did. So you didn't even come here then to want to know the Bible or interest in God or something religious then?
No, never.
Okay, but now, what about now? Is anyone holding you against your will? Do you want to leave? What is your desire?
No one is holding my will or anybody.
So you're here by choice still?
Yes.
You don't want to leave then?
No, but I want my kids back too. What I saw on that film, I wasn't very happy about it.
So you weren't either. I would imagine it's going to be the same thing that we've been hearing about the response to the children.
Yes, they haven't been directed, they haven't been supervised on the film, they haven't been supervised or anything. I really appreciated giving the effort to take their pictures and video them, but what I saw, I was more upset than before.
Have you learned anything from the Bible about how parents and children should be, the relationship, and does it seem to work?
It works with my kids. There's times I'm black, but they're beautiful kids, all of them.
In fact, for those that are listening, whoever has children, we've learned from the book, especially the book of Proverbs in the Bible, is right, how one should be with their children and how there should be a consistency, a constant love and caring shown to the child. One should never hit or use the hand on a child.
Yeah.
It should always be for hugging and loving. And one should always stay with that program so that the child knows and learns exactly what to expect. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else you might want to add or say to family, friends, or anything else?
I want to say to the children, I love you all. I miss you. Remember what you taught you and how you eat, your eating habits, and everything you're not supposed to eat when you're eating.
Not supposed to what?
Eating water.
Drinking water. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I just hopefully that you wrote the relatives will inquire for them, or the families will go to them, whoever we wrote on those papers.
Okay. Thank you, Sita. You want to have something to say to her children.
And Sita, Crystal, I love you very much. And the rest of you, Vanessa, Natalie, you're the oldest in that group. Behave and take care of those kids. Okay? Love you all.
And what might your name be?
Yvette.
And Yvette, where are you from?
England.
As with everyone else who's been asking the same question, what brings you over to Waco, Texas?
Long story. My husband was in college in England.
All right.
A guy by the name of Steve Snyder came over to England. He was doing some Bible story studies. My husband went to the studies without my knowing, my dad. And I later found out what was going on. When my husband finished studying, he went to the studies without me. I was pregnant at the time. Possibly a year later, I came to the States to inquire what was going on. Then I got the truth too. I accepted the truth, what was being taught, which basically were tied up all the prophecies of the Bible together, showing the things that the Adventist Church never showed me. I was in there for 10 years. I was seeking truth, but had nothing to tell me. We were college school ministers and ministers' wives, but we had nothing to do with
How far did your husband advance in the college as the degree?
Well, as far as the world is concerned, he advanced. As far as God is concerned, he stayed where he was when he was in the
church. I was told he had a master's degree?
Oh, yeah, he's got a master's degree.
Did he also become a minister for that denomination?
Sure, he did.
Okay.
But I didn't want to know what he had to say.
All right.
He started teaching the truth of the Bible, which they came to believe. Basically, they kicked him out.
Do you want to leave here? And are you also being forced against your will to stay here, keeping you from leaving?
Hey, listen, I came here freely. I'm a free agent. I came by myself, I paid my own way. I came and I went to where I pleased, and I've decided to stay as I please. My family know where I am. They know I'm independent. I never do anything they want anyway. Basically, all I've said to them is, look, I'm old enough to take care of myself. As long as you're supporting me, that's all I need.
Okay. And what about your children? Where are they right now?
My children are out there.
Where? Wherever. Okay.
Out there in the world. Because of the events of Sunday, the 28th. 2 days after my son's 4th birthday.
Do you have your children?
Well, hey, I'm a mother.
Okay.
I miss my kids. I love them very much.
Well, they were
nice for 6 years.
They were nice enough to video some of the children. Did you get to see yours?
Yeah. And the Horace hair was cut. They didn't absolutely detect him. I was furious when I saw him.
Okay.
And Renee looked sad. I know she wasn't happy because the picture she was forcing a smile. Also, the treatment, the age of the children on the video was very bad. They were given food that they didn't normally eat, that makes them very hyperactive. They were eating whatever they wanted, when they wanted. They were sat in front of the TV television. They were, as far as I was concerned, there was no constructive supervision of the children. And the other thing was, well, basically, I was just upset about being a kid. I didn't want them out there in the first place. I sent them out there because I thought they wouldn't die in this place because of the way the people came in here and sat in my bedroom and everything else, with 3 children in my room. So I sent them out there for safety, but basically, they would have been lost here. Something would have been down here. I would have been sick than being in the happy place.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say to
friends? I just want to say to my family, hey, you know me, I deny anything. Even if I die, you know I love you very much. I'm not going to die again, and as long as you believe in what I believe in.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you,
Dad. Remind the children about the story of Daniel and his 3 friends in Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, kids, remember what happened. Those guys were taken into Babylon against their will. They didn't eat at the king's table. They didn't touch the king's wine. They ate what they knew God wanted them to eat. And God gave them the blessing. God worked through those 3 children. And so remember, God can work through you too. You're out there for purpose, kids. Don't forget Revelation 4 and 5, whatever you do, okay?
Okay, and what is your name, may I ask?
Doris Fagan.
Doris Fagan. Doris, where are you from?
England, Nottingham.
Nottingham, England. What brings you over to Waco, Texas?
Well, I've been in the Adventist Church for at least 5-6 years. And studying my Bible and teaching that the living in the church is 2 different things.
Okay.
And I was told that there's somebody here to open the Bible. And I was very much interested to know. So I come over to there. And I was amazed for what I heard. I've been telling the Bible and don't know what it is until I get here.
Okay. And it's, the rumor has gone around over the radio and the airwaves that you're being held against your will. Do you have a desire to leave? Would you like to leave?
No.
No.
I'm here because I wanted to be here.
You're here because you want to be here.
Yes.
So you want to continue to learn?
Of course.
Have you had any disappointments here as of recent time?
Well, to say, because it is very important for people to hear what you've got to say, more than trying to put this word on as a feeling. It is not right before God, because I think not doing things which is wrong is doing the right, is trying to save souls and introducing them to listen to what he's got to say.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to friends, family abroad or elsewhere?
Well, my family in England, don't mourn for me, I'm all right. I'm alive, I'm not dead. I'm serving a true and living God that sits on the throne, and if you do so, you can't die. So, don't
mourn.
God speaks on his own.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. We have over here right next to you, and what is your name?
My name is Richard.
And where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Jamaica, but I reside in Canada for a while.
Okay. And what brings you here to Waco, Texas?
Well, I was in Hudson's church for over 30 years, and I watched the church go down.
Down how?
Down, take a downhill, downhill trend. The moral and everything has been
going
down.
You're saying it's morals?
Yes.
Okay.
And the standard has been very low. And I cried to God because I said there must be something better than this evolution. So I heard about Mr. Koresh, who can open the seven seals. And I have been reading Revelation and did not understand. I kept asking about the seals, and I was told that Revelation is a closed book and will only be open in the end of time. I look around and I can see, well, if this is not the end of time, I don't know when. So when I heard that he can open the seven seals, I was so anxious to get here to listen to him. When I came and heard him on the word, I was convinced that he is a man of God and that he really is the one sent to open the seal. That's why I'm here.
So you haven't been disappointed from the answers?
No. I'm very happy I'm here.
Would you like to leave, and are you being held against your will to leave?
Oh, no. If I wanted to go, I could have gone a long time.
Okay, so no one's holding you against your will today?
No one's holding me against my will.
Okay. Is there anything else you might want to add to family, friends,
yes,
or any other comments?
I would like to tell my family and friends in Canada and also Jamaica that I'm alive and well, and I'm happy. I believe it is the safest place to be on earth right now. I'm here for the word of God for the seventh seal. And it is my greatest desire for them to open their eyes, open their ears, and listen. And I would be happy if they could be given the opportunity to listen to the seal, because it's all alive.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
This is Dave. This is my 3-year-old son.
And your name?
Nicole.
You're Nicole. And Nikki, where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
And what brings you to America?
Well, I came here to study the seventh seal. Then I came over to Australia. And originally my whole family was in the church, but they left.
When you say, see, people that might be listening might not understand cliches that religious issues like truth or seven seals. So you came here to see and understand something which you thought might be the truth, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, have you been disappointed?
Not at all. I have seen things that I haven't seen before. Every question I've ever had has been answered. And I've seen the whole book, the Bible open. Every question I've taken to scholars, I have not been able to answer.
And even before you came to hear David here and to sit down and study with him, did you have opportunity to go to any institutions of higher learning before this?
I was in a college doing a diploma, and I did have questions, but I did take to theologians, and none of them could answer my questions.
So it was a religious college?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Do you have any desire to leave here, and are you being held against your will to do so if you did?
I am not being held against my will. I desire to stay here. I do not want to leave.
Nikki, I know that you mentioned that you wanted to say a few words because of an incident that happened about 10 days ago which now left you without a brother. Did you want to say anything about that? It would seem.
I'm very disappointed. The whole incident, the ATF came in and they shot my brother. Didn't they left his body? They wouldn't take his body out and bury it. He's been buried at the front of the property now. I mean, I thought this was the country of, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, whatever, and just human decency.
Is there anything you want to say other than that to those that might be watching, viewing, or to family, friends, anywhere?
I'd like to say to my mom, Marlene, Mom, I really don't understand this, and I really don't talk to her soon, but please, you always told me not to judge, and that's what I want to say. In the end, you will understand everything.
Anything else, Mickey? Okay, thank you. Sit with us. And what may your name be?
Melissa.
And your?
Melissa.
Melissa. And Rose and Melissa, you two seem to be the two controversial persons that the agency wanted to know about because they believe that you, Melissa, wanted to leave and you were being kept against your will. Maybe we should get into that first. So, Rose and Melissa, what was that all about the other night?
Well, it's FBI or DHS agent phoned here, and he wants me to help me. And he was speaking to Melissa, and Melissa told him that she believes on the condition. And, you know, and he was speaking to her, and he was prompted her, and her to tell me that I'm not there, that she wants to go, she wants to go to her friends, and so, you know.
I can hardly hear you. I hope that it comes across on the camera. Yes. So anyway, let's ask the question to Melissa. Melissa, do you want to leave here?
No.
You don't? Are you sure? Did you tell Dick on the phone, though, that you would leave if they allowed a Robert Gonzalez? You remember that name, Robert Gonzalez? They asked you if David could talk to him. Then they asked you, would you leave then? And what did you say?
Yeah.
But what about now? Do you want to leave now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is your mom holding you against your will right now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You're positive you want to stay here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else we can say or how we can ask it, but if you want to leave, we would let you leave. Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have to say about that, Rose?
Actually, she tells me earlier that she doesn't want to leave. She
doesn't want to
leave
me,
but she wants to leave the country.
Okay, well, I can understand that. Especially in relation to what's all happened here very recently. So why did you come here again in the first place, Rose?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm good.
Yeah, okay, as brief as possible.
Well, say, a couple of years ago, well, I was raised in religious mode, and I think the religion had much to offer, and that's when we read the Bible. And a friend of mine gave my hand and said that it's so one that can show you things from the Bible that's written in the last days, or prophecy will be able to understand. So I thought I'd be all listening anyway. And so, since that day, I've been here. And I've not been disappointed with what I've heard.
Okay. Do you want to leave yourself?
No.
Are you being held against your will?
Of course not.
Okay. So the reason you stay then is there some reason why you're staying here even in the reason that there could be harm to your own person and to your daughter? Why would you even chance something like that?
Well, there's no harm here. The reason why I stayed here is like before about someone that knows this prophecy. Things that happened here, it's wonderful. There's no reason to be like.
Why haven't you walked out already? What are you waiting for?
Okay, well, the person who said these things take away can also be seeing the events that are taking place. Things that are performed at the bottom of the show, so I don't want to leave right now.
Okay. And we also today have another group with us, but I guess it doesn't appear like they're all here, so we'll just wait a moment, just a second. I mean, it appears to be a family, and where is this family from?
From England.
You're from England.
Yes.
And what is your last name?
Henry.
Henry. Would you like to give your first name, starting with the young lady to the far left? Your right.
Diana.
Diana?
I'm Phil.
I'm Paulina.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Vanessa.
Hello. And what brings you all the way from England, a nice lovely home of which I've seen and been in, what brings you to America, to a place called Waco, Texas, or Waco, Texas? Anybody want to speak first?
I've always wanted to know, to understand the Bible, and I wanted to know about the seven seals, and I met somebody who could show me the seven seals. I have my pastors, my ministers. I was a former Seventh-day Adventist. Nobody could show me, and now I find what I've been looking for.
So you haven't been even slightly disappointed?
Not at all.
Have you asked the hardest questions that you ever possibly could ask in regards to anything religious?
I have, and they couldn't tell me anything. They just kept saying it's wrong, but they couldn't tell me where it was wrong.
Have you ever had anybody, or have you ever seen in your experience in those past? You're being held against your will. Does anyone here want to leave, and are you being held against your will?
No way.
And what is your choice then? What would you like to do as of leaving or staying?
I'd like to stay. As long as she says to stay, I'll stay.
And, okay, go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going nowhere. I'm staying right here because I believe that where I am is the right place. And that, you know, we're family here, and, you know, I really like it here. I know that I'm not going to be leaving it, so.
I'd like to say, too, that I know the people in England, they thought that I was forced into being here, and that is not true at all. This is my own choice. I've wanted to stay here. I've come here, and I've wanted to stay here. And this is where I want to be, and I don't want to leave.
Okay.
This is a life and death situation, and I want to live eternally. And I would like my sisters, my mom, and my friends not to worry about us because we are okay. And I wish when this is revealed that they would listen to and they take heed.
Okay, so this seems to be a very important issue to you, that you're being over here and you're hearing and seeing the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking to something other than what the world might understand, to things that you don't see with your physical eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else anyone would like to say in regards to family, to friends, or about any other issues?
Well, I'd like to say that I know that there's a lot of my friends in England who are probably worried about what I'm doing here. But I'd like to know that I'm fine, kids are going to be all right, and I'll see them again one day. Maybe not that I am now, but they will see them one day.
Do you hold any animosity or anything against anybody anywhere?
No.
Okay. Anything else you might want to add?
I'd like to say hello to my grandma, and we'd like to tell you not to worry. You know, I'm not held here as a hostage or anything. If any of us wants to leave, we can just go now today. You know, we've been back and forth here 3 weeks. I'd just like to tell you not to worry and that I will see you soon.
We've all 3 more days.
Okay. Anything else?
I'd just like to say that Mr. Kurek has been the most intelligent person I've ever met. Mm-hmm. He's nothing like what the media reports him to be.
So you would wish that and you desire that they would even have an open access to being able to ask any kind of question of any subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well maybe someday that'll be able to be happening, I don't know.
I'd also like to say to my friends that a lot of you know that I approach your descriptions and none of you could show me anything. You know that I approach the ministry and I'd like to say keep an open ear. You know, when you are given the opportunity to listen and keep an open ear.
Anything else?
I'd like to say to Mr. Henry that what he's been saying should mix with error. But I wish he would listen at this time and that he would find that there is truth in this message.
Okay. Is that it?
Thank you.
Ophelia Santoria.
And Ophelia, what brings you here to Waco, Texas?
Well, I heard about this man that was teaching the seven seals. And since I was always looking for some more truth that the church didn't have.
And so you have found him to be able to open up much to you.
Yes.
It's been said that you're being held against your will, that you're not able to leave. Do you desire to leave, or are you being held against your will?
I have decided to stay. I don't want to go.
So you're not being held against your will here?
No.
You also mentioned to me a little earlier that you wanted to say something to your son who is not here, and what might that be?
Well, yes. I wanted to tell my son that I got his message, and not to worry because this thing has to happen. Remember that I talked to that prophecy had to be fulfilled, and the time has come.
Okay. Is there anything else you might want to say to anyone else?
Also to my family in Mexico. They don't have to worry about it because they know that these prophecies have to be fulfilled. And I want to send my love to them and also my mother. And I want them to read Nahum.
And the book of Nahum?
Yeah, the book of Nahum. And Habakkuk, Psalm 45, Isaiah 45.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ophelia.
My name is Derek Lovelock.
And where are you from, Derek?
I'm from England.
What brings you here?
Well, I heard that a man that can open the book and reveal 17.
The book meaning the Bible?
The Bible, yes.
Have you been disappointed?
No.
Have you done any other study of other denominations or religion in the world?
I was a Seminary Adventist for 7 years.
What were you before that?
That was the only reason I've been.
Okay. Do you want to leave here?
No, I don't want to leave here. I feel quite safe here. There's no reason for me to leave.
There's someone holding you here against your will.
No, nobody holds me against my will.
Okay. Also, it's been mentioned that there's a number that would like to leave here, or would you like to see this resolved peaceably?
Yes, I would.
And so your hope still is that it will be?
Yeah, that is my hope.
Have you noticed that to be the tenor and the attitude of those people that are here?
Yes.
Okay, we have not brought that issue up, so we should bring it up now. Is there anything else you might want to say to family, friends, or anything?
I'd just like to say hello to my family back in England. Not to worry, I'm in the safety times. I could have to be, and so this is the end time now. Prophecies are being fulfilled as it's written in the Revelation.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Anne. I just want to tell you that I've been involved in seen a lot of religions, and they're all bogus, and they're all full of it. This is the truth. I know this is the truth. After anybody that knows me, you know that I wouldn't be into something that I didn't think was right, and don't worry about me, because it is going to be okay.
Are you being held against your will?
No, not at all. No.
Do you have a desire to leave here?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
I'm Scott Sinovi, and I'm not being held here against my will. I want my father, Ken Sinovi in Honolulu, to get my kids. If you're watching, I want you to have my two daughters, Angelica and Crystal Sinovi.
And do you have a phone number you might want to give them again?
It's 808-689-4457.
Anything else you might want to say?
Don't worry about me. We're going to be just fine because God's in control.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
A comment here because we're running out of time here. This is only an hour tape. This is Steve Schneider that has been filming, by the way. It's probably been quite obvious. The comment is that there are a lot more people that did want to talk. If I would have known that, I would have used a longer take. So we might pick up on this a little later. Many of the men here have not obviously come to the camera and spoken. There are still a number of others, but the overall tenor and the attitude is that people do not want to leave. No one is being held against their will. So we might get into some other subject matters here in another day or two. So we'll be in touch, and we thank you for your patience, and we're trying to work this out with you, and we'll do the best we can. But remember, the God of David Koresh said wait, and that's basically what we're doing. not to be against or offend anyone else or to slow down any process, but we do believe in a living God, as Revelation 7 shows. Thank you, and we will pass this on to you. Kathy back, and you wanted to make one final statement, and you didn't earlier because why?
I didn't want to say anything earlier. I didn't have emotional composure. I want to just add one more thing, if I may. Bear with me.
Okay, you've got a second.
Sunday, my husband was killed by ATF agents. I want everyone to know that that was totally against. He was just coming home to his family.
Okay, we'll pass that on. Thank you. This is David Koresh, Steve Snyder Filming. The date today is the 8th, which is Monday, the 8th of March. It is about 4:30 in the afternoon. David, anything you'd like to say?
First of all, I'd like to thank the negotiators that we've been discussing with on the phone. We're finishing up on a very articulate portrait of what we perceive each of these fine gentlemen to be. I'd like to share with you some of my family, seeing that of course, obviously, everyone in the world knows something about it. And we just thought we'd kind of break the ice and allow people to see just exactly, you know, what kind of people we have here. I'd start off, first of all, with my oldest son. His name is Cyrus. Come over here, son. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Where's Adam? The camera right there. What do you think about all this, huh?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have faith in God?
Yes.
Okay. You want to wave to all your friends out there that been taken to the people on the outside? What would you like to have if you could have anything right now? What would you like to have?
I don't know.
You don't know? Would you like to ride your motorcycle today?
Yeah.
Huh? Tell me you got a motorcycle.
I got a motorcycle.
Anyway, say hello to Jim. Say hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Gary.
Gary.
Henry.
Henry.
John.
John.
There's another John, too.
John.
So, and don't forget Dick. Okay. Okay, we'll talk to these people later, okay? Okay, who's your sister? Huh? Carl, do you want to come talk a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Thanks for the milk, too.
Thanks for the milk, too.
You don't drink one, do you?
No.
Thanks for the milk. Okay, thanks for the milk. Come on, Star. Come on, Star. We'll talk to you up here. Hey, Star. Show Daddy's face. You're my love baby, right? Huh? You love Daddy? You love all your friends on the outside? Want to see them soon? Okay, you look good. Are you a good girl? Say hello, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for the milk. Real loud.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
What would you like to do today if you could do anything you wanted to?
Go
on the swing. Okay. Anything else to say? You don't know? It's funny looking at a camera, isn't it? Okay, wait till him goodbye. Oh, how old are you?
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you. And then there's our little baby. Where's Popeye at?
Ah, Bobby. Come see Dada.
Bobby's our little clown here. Wave at the camera, Bobby. Wave at the camera. Wave, there you go.
Say hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. How old are you, Bobby? Huh? How old are you? One? I'm 1 year old. What would you like to do today besides drink some of that milk they sent you, huh? Want to drink some milk? Huh? Want some bubba? Want some milk? Huh? Want some nana? No. Oh, do you have some milk yet? Huh? Okay. Okay, you take it. Can I take it? You take it. Okay. Thank you. Okay, go mama. Oh, okay, go to mama, Bobby.
Mommy.
No, over here. Okay, go to mommy. Come on. Love you. Okay. Come on, Layla. Hey, hot rod. Okay. Say hello. Oh, you gotta wave at the camera there. What's your name?
Bailey.
Uh-huh. Yes, Bailey. How old are you?
Three.
Huh? Three. What's your mama's name?
Yeah.
Huh? Mickey? Come on, you can talk real good. Tell them your ABCs. Lion. Now I know my what? Why don't you come and sing with me? You want Dick and all them to come and sing ABCs with you, son? Huh? You love your daddy? How much do you love him? How much? Huh?
Three.
You love me three? No more than three? Okay. Damn it. Can Daddy have a kiss? Love you. Okay, go get your sister. Okay. Pages. Hey, Pages. What you doing? Pages, look. Pages. Look. Pages. Come in here. Yeah. Oh, you want to play this one?
Huh?
Pages are? Oh, she just turned one too, huh? Yeah, this is our little girl, Pages. She's sweetie, huh? She's an Australian baby. Half American, half Australian. You want to sing? Pages. Clap your hands, Pages. Clap.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the man that the government called a child molester and a child abuser. We're going to let this tape run on satellite as long as we can. Unfortunately, you'll be cut off at the end of the hour by WWCR. Remember, if you'd like to order copies of this tape, $30 post-paid. Make checks or money orders out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Send them to the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901.
How much fun is it going? At my parents' house, and that's another
nutrition
as well.
Well, I mean, I came over to get you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And who knew about it?
Everyone knew about it but me.
Huh.
But I'd mentioned to you before, hadn't I? And of course, you had nothing to do with me whatsoever, right?
No, I was at college. I was saying, college, which was saying, diploma. I was doing what I wanted to do.
Well, you know, we've been trying to teach some of our friends here in the FBI, the Seven Seals. And the Seven Seals are really pretty deep, aren't they, Nick?
Oh, yeah. Very deep.
Like any other theology the world has ever had to offer. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was challenged in regards to, you know, the question is, what am I doing? What am I doing with all these children? You know, what's really going on here? Well, you know, God is God, and this nation is supposed to honor and serve God. It says in God we trust on our conscience. And these children that I have are for a reason. And unless we really have the ear and the eyes to open ourselves up to be able to really read the scriptures and understand the prophecies in a lot of the seven seals, the explanation would seem almost clear. But anyway, hopefully God's granting us time to be able to open these things up more thoroughly. This is serious stuff here. And I love them. Do you love them too?
Thank you. Say hi, Jim. Hi, Dick. I spoke to them on the
phone. Hello. Okay. What would you like to do today? Do you do anything you want to do? Carry on as before? Am I a mean person, Nikki?
One of the things that you may not be aware of, ladies and gentlemen, is David Koresh is seriously wounded. He has a bullet in his side, and he has a bullet wound in his left hand. It's painfully obvious as you watch him on the tape, and you see how he struggles to move. During the entire time on the tape, he is sitting upon a bed. Whenever he has to move, you can see that it's extremely painful, and he holds his hand in a manner so as to keep from touching or bumping anyone or anything to prevent the extreme pain that his bullet wounds are causing. Remember that everyone that you are hearing on this tape is dead. This is their testimony to the world. Repeated reference to the milk, ladies and gentlemen, is the milk sent in by the county sheriff for the children, of which David Koresh and all the Branch Davidians were extremely thankful for.
As a person observed the nature of these children, they would see that their names, which are given to them ahead of time, they perfectly fulfill. And Minor, she likes to talk like a minor bird, right? A little minor bird. Phil, can you say your ABCs? Okay, maybe they'll come and sing with us someday, okay? Okay? Okay, love you, Myrna. Okay, bye-bye. You know, what's an elephant, Kathy?
Everything I would let you know. Remember that, Isabel? But like a lot of people, can get too hasty, and look, what we do, people would not understand naturally at first. Janelle, look at your... Maybe your grandma might see this film. Say hello. Come on, look over here. She's always fascinated with me. Okay, so here's your little grandbaby, Isabel. He's happy. You know, all of our children here, you've seen them, they're all happy. We have our little combination of child development that no one else in the world has.
Well, we believe something that the world needs to know. We learned seven seals from God. Which God gave to his servant, the lamb. The book was given to the lamb to his servant. He signed and signed by his angel. Read Revelation 4 and 5. Read Revelation 10, 7. When the seventh angel begins to sound the mystery of God and his servant, as he has declared to his servants the prophets.
Simple. God offers it. If there's a revelation of Jesus beyond Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's revelation, then John states the revelation pertaining to a God, a book, and it's seven little previews, seven seals, which, when there's time no longer, these subjects must be brought to view, as God declared to the prophets. So where in the prophetic writings from Moses to Malachi are the seven seals contained? If you cannot show me, Isaiah and the prophets say nobody can but the Lamb. Well, then if you don't want to learn, if you want me to show you, you don't learn. You won't understand these babies. You won't understand such as Zechariah's testimony of Micah the shepherd, sheep scattered, my hand upon the little ones. I mean, there are some things that God has concealed in his written word that are to be brought to view right before the end of time, that men might see whether they can learn the lesson the Jews never learned. The Jews didn't want to learn nothing. If it wasn't from the hierarchy, if it wasn't from the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, they didn't want to learn it. So anyway, are we happy, Candace?
Yes.
Until recently we got shot up.
Oh, truly.
But anyway, this is my family, and no one's going to come in on top of my family and start pushing my family. This is not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. You know, I think we've made this very clear. Especially when we have a God on our side that lets us know of things before time. But anyway, like I said, you don't understand, so you understand this, though. Innocent.
At this point, ladies and gentlemen, David Koresh is in extreme pain, and he is beginning to give in to his obvious anger. For those of you listening on shortwave, good night. God bless you all. For those listening on satellite, we will continue to broadcast until we are cut off or until the tape ends.
This one went out right here. Through there and flower the skin, flap the cut from the skin back.
It all scared on the inside. And
can you turn that hand a little bit and see what we've got there?
Oh, it's really nothing.
Okay.
We made all the sun down here. Listen, Daddy's little girl. Here's the controversy, young lady. She's my little baby. Her name is Serenity. Why? She's serene.
Very.
Very serene. What that is this? The camera. The way back. Little Jim. You want a great question? Put your hands down. What do you like for breakfast? Huh? You like ice cream? You love Daddy? Huh? How much you love Daddy? Not very much. Well, that's a lot. How come you're so huh? You don't know? How old are you? Huh? Four? Six? Four? Oh, listen to me. Tell the camera. Say that, Manny. What do you want to grow up and be? Woman? You want to grow up and be a woman? Well, that's highly probable. Say it, kid. Love you. Gonna meet your sisters? Okay. The little one, right? Come on.
Go ahead.
Come on, you can go first. Here you go. Okay. Come on. Come on, little daddy.
Smile at the camera.
The little one is small one. This is Serenity's little sister.